Daf is Daf Gimel. So we got to the last four lines of Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara had been discussing the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon felt that even though our Mishnah says that Kemitah that was done Shelo L'Shma is Kasher, but it wasn't Alu L'Chovas Ba'ilim, Rabbi Shimon felt that not only is it Kasher, but it even fulfills the Chiv of the Baal, the Ksheiros V'Alu L'Ba'ilim. And the reason being, even though it comes to Zvachim, he admits, when it came to Zvachim, Shelo L'Shma would not fulfill the personal obligations of the individuals. When it came to Menachos, since he had the din of Maaseh Mochichin Aleh, that we could disregard what the Lishma, what the Kohen had said incorrectly, because the actions, what he's doing, whether it's Machavas, whether it's Marcheshes, all of that is going to make clear what his true intentions were, and the Maaseh or Mochichin are going to override any Lishma Psul he had, and therefore it's going to be Kasher and Alu L'Shem Bailim. So Gemara now went through one thing yesterday, but it's going to go through a number of things today, where we see the Maaseh Mochichin, that the actions are really clear at what its intentions are, yet we don't accept it. So if you take a look at the last four lines of Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Ola Sa'of, Shemitza Dama Limala, L'Shem Chata Sa'of. So what happens is, if you take an Ola Sa'of, and you put the blood of the chatas, the olas of, it's supposed to go above the chudas sikra. Around the mizbeach, we said there's a chudas sikra. So certain karbanos go above the chudas sikra, some go below. So you take the olas of, shemitza dama lemala, which is correct, but you do a l'shem chatas of, which is supposed to be, the chatas of is wrong, that's supposed to be below the chudas sikra. So the lach is tiratza, rather, he says it should be good. Why should it be good? Because Maaseh Mochichin Aleh Da'olas Ofu, even though he said, I'm doing the Shem Chathas Of, which is incorrect, but we should say we could ignore that, because since he's doing the Mitzoy above the Chadasikra, which is unique to the Olas Of, so that should be able to override that which he said, Chathas Of. It's going to be again Maaseh Mochichin Aleh. The Olas Ofi, it's clear that it's Olas Of, the fact that it's done above, because di chatas ofi, if it really were a chatas of, like he said, lemata hava aved lehaza, the zah should have been done below the chadasikra, so we should accept when a person does olas of, l'shem chatas of, that should be acceptable, because maaseh mochichin aleh. So the Gemara says, going on to the top line of Gimel and Aleph, Amri, dilma mitzui debasar hazahu. Maybe we're talking about after the sprinkling, after you do the hazah, you do a mitzvah, you kind of smear it on. Maybe it's the mitzvah that takes place after the hazah. Damar mar mitzah dama b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'sheira. So Rashi just explained to the very top, Rashi, Amri, Inshi, people are going to say, the whole concern here is the perception of people. Imri, Inshi, people are going to say, Vadai chatasi. People are going to say, ah, you see the guy is doing chatas? But how can he be doing a chatas? Isn't he doing above the chudas sikra? They're going to say, no, the reason why he's doing above the chudas sikra, hach mitzui debasar hazahi. The guy probably did the kohen already did the hazah properly below the chudas sikra. Now when he's doing it above, he's probably doing the mitzui, which takes place afterwards, and the mitzui, even of the chatas, can take place above the chudas sikra. And that's why we say it's disqualified, because people who see are going to be very confused as to what's going on. But Eina Chanami, if we knew for sure it's talking about the hazah, the sprinkling, and he said chatas of, but he's doing it lamalim nesikra, then it's clear from his actions he's doing it l'shem olas of, since it's above the chudas sikra. Okay, the Gemara now asks, chatas of, shehiza, dama lamata, let's say you take a chatas of, and you sprinkle it below the chudas sikra, l'shem olas of, but you do it for the intention of the olas of. Tirata, that should work. Even though you're doing chatas of below, and you say l'shem olas of, it should work. The maaseh mochichin, because his actions are clear from the fact that he's doing it below, that makes it very clear, de chatas ofi. That the fact that you're doing below chudas sikra makes it clear that you're doing it correctly. De'i olas ofi, because had it been really an olas of, like he had said, lemala hava avilei, he would have been doing it above umitza hava avilei. He would have do both. When it comes to olas of, both the azah and the mitzvah are above the chudas sikra. The fact that he's doing this carbon below the chudas sikra makes it clear that it has to be the chatas of. Ah, he said olas of. We can ignore that which he said olas of, because the maaseh mochichin, the action that he's doing, makes it so clear what his intent is. The Gemara says, Hachanami, you're right. Einachanami, if you take a chatas oaf and do it below the chadas sikra, even though you say olas oaf, it's going to be good. So Ella, the fish ain't hamenachos domus lizvachim kamar lizvachim velola ofas. So what comes from all this is, you're right, when it comes to zvachim, we would say all zvachim are going to be disqualified. When you do a zevach in the wrong place, in the wrong lishma, since all the zvachim, kulan shel chita'asa achas, kulan zrika achas, kulan hakabal achas, so when it comes to zvachim, we never say ma'aseh mochichim. But ofos, which are birds, not behemos, ofos, there are instances where the ma'aseh can be mochichin, just like menachos, and that's why it says dafka menachos are only zvachim are excluded, but not ofos. Can we go with that? Okay. The Gemara. It's this next part of the Gemara is also a bit of cheshbon now. The Gemara says kachim sheshachten betafon. Let's say you shecht the kachim kachim. We know already kachim kachim, such as an ola and a chatas, need to be shechted in the north, in the tafon. Why that is, the tafon is the north, just to help remember, I remember we discussed this also, tafon always represents din and gvura, and a chatas is about an inyan of the gvura person did something wrong, it's about onish, so that's why kachim kachim are the tafon. So you take a kachim kachim, you shecht them betafon, you shecht it in the north, but you do a l'shem kachim kalim, such as the first shlamim. You say, I'm doing this l'shem shlamim, and we know the shlamim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, even in the Darum. So the Gemara asks, Leiratu, let this be a good karbon, because maaseh mochichin ala, because you said kachim kachim, rather you said kachim kalim, but since you're doing it in tzafon, that's clear that why you're doing the tzafon must be you're doing the tzafon because of it's a kachim kachim. So even though you said kachim kalim, the maaseh could override your machshava. The kachim kachim ninu, because the kachim kalim, if it's really kachim kalim like a shlamim, like you said, b'darim hava avilu, you would have done it in the darim. So the fact that you're doing the tzafon tells us that it's really kachim kachim, and we could ignore that which you said kachim kalim. Sigmar says no. Amar the Amar Rahmana af bedaram, but bedaram v'lo tzafon mi amar. We said that the kachim kalim, such as shlamim, may be done also in the south, but it doesn't say it has to only be in the south. I mean, you could do shlamim in the north as well. So just because you're shechting an animal in the north doesn't mean it's a chatas or an ola. It could also mean it's a shlamim. And therefore, there is no maaseh mochichin in this particular case. The Tanan, the Mishnah, proves the point. Shechitasen b'chamakum b'azara. When it comes to kachim kalim, like shlamim, it can be shechted anywhere in the azara. So the fact that you're shechting in the north makes no indication that it's necessarily a kachim kachim. It could still be a kachim kalim. And therefore, since it's not clear by the maaseh, by maaseha, we say since the Lashma was incorrect, he said Lashem Kachim Kalim, which is incorrect, we disqualify such a karma. Okay, the Gemara now says, Kachim Kalim now, the opposite. Let's say you have Kachim Kalim, Sheshachtim Bedarim, you shecht it properly in the south. Now again, you could shecht Shlamim wherever you want, but you shecht it in the south, Bedarim. Lashem Kachim Kachim, but you say, the Kohen says, I'm doing this Lashem Kachim Kachim, Lashem Echatas, Lashem and Ola. Leirat, so that should work, because in this case, maaseh mochichin alem, this is clear from his actions, the kachim kalim ninu. It has to be kachim kalim. Di kache kachim, had it been a ola or a chatas, b'tafen hava avulei, they're only permitted in the north, they're not permitted in the south. So if I'm taking an animal shechting in the south, it has to be a kachim kalim. I say I'm doing l'shem ola, I say I'm doing l'shem chatas, we could ignore my machshava, because the maaseh mochichin, the fact that it's being done in the south, makes it clear, and therefore such a case should be acceptable as a karbon. Gemara says, no, because the onlooker could say, Amri, kache kachim ninu. They could say, really, the guy said it's l'shem chatas, and it really is a chatas. So, what to do in the south if it's really a chatas? Umaver hu David v'shachala v'daram. He went against the halacha. He shechted in the south incorrectly. And then the person's going to say, what's going to happen? So I'm going to see Ezra's our Kohen. I'm sorry, Ezra, we're bringing you in all these mistakes here. But Ezra takes the carbon, he shechts it in the south. He says, I'm doing slachatas, and he does it in the south. So I could say, it's probably really a kachim kalim. That's what the Gemara is saying. The fact that I did it in the south, he made a mistake on what he had said. He really meant to say it's a shlamim, and therefore it's acceptable. But then I could also say, no, maybe it's really a chatas, he just made a mistake. He made a mistake in the location of it. And now what's going to happen is, if I see that they accept this carbon on the Mizbech, I'm going to say, oh, V'chatas is shechted in the wrong place, in the Darom, it's actually going to be acceptable. So that's why we don't allow you to accept such a carbon, because there are two results that could happen, two potential understandings of the case, and therefore we don't say Maaseh Mochichin, we say no, maybe he made a mistake in the Maaseh. His Lishma was correct, but his Maaseh were incorrect. And therefore you can't accept such a carbon. So now that's going to undermine everything we've been saying up until now. Up until now we always said the Maaseh are clear. We said that the mistake was only the Gabe his Lishma. But now we're saying, no, maybe his Lishma was correct, but maybe his Maaseh was incorrect. So now if his Maaseh are incorrect, you can never use the Maaseh as a clear raya what was going on. So that's what the Gemara asks. Sihachi, if that's the case, you could always say that the Kohen, the Machshava was correct, but his Maaseh were incorrect. Sihachi, Machavas L'shem Archeshes. Nami. Hide, we could say it's false. A guy has a requirement to bring a machavas, that type of mincha, and the Kohen says, I'm doing l'shem archeshes. So, hide the kakamitzlei l'marcheshes, amar. So now we could say, the Kohen says l'marcheshes. Amar, hi, marcheshes nader. Really, the person took a nether to bring for marcheshes, that type of mincha. V'ha, the ma'isila b'machvas, why is he bringing a machvas, that type of kli? The marcheshes, he, really, it's a marcheshes, Uma'averhu de Avid v'asib b'machvas, because he really made a mistake here. He made a mistake. Uma'averhu de Avid v'aseh. He ended up bringing him out. He brought the wrong one b'machvas. Hasam kinami marcheshes nader ki ma'isi la b'machvas. So fine. So that's the answer. So the question here becomes: so when the guy, the Kohen, brings, he says marcheshes, and he brings it a machvas. So you could say, really, no, his intention was really marcheshes. He just made a mistake in the maaseh, just like he made a mistake by the maaseh of the chatas in the darom. He made a mistake and took putting a marcheshes in the machlas. I mean, up until now, we always assumed the maaseh was always right. It was just wrong with what he said. So he brought in the machlas, but he said marcheshes. We'll ignore what he said, since the maaseh brought in the machlas, it's considered a machlas and everything's fine. Maaseh mochichim. But now that we're entertaining the possibility, we're introducing that it's very possible the Kohen could have the right machshava, but have the wrong ma'isa, so we can never look at the ma'isa anymore as a proof as to what really was the intention of the neder.
But how could the Kohen, meaning the one who's bringing the machal and marcheshes, is the person who's looking for either a neder or a nedava or some kind of a, right, of another Kohen, another korban? How could the Kohen guess what he brought it for? I mean, you have to assume that the Kohen is the one who made the mistake, because the Kohen doesn't know what the guy who brought it.
You know, we're saying the Kohen made a mistake. Yeah, the Kohen made a mistake.
No, but we're saying, okay, the Kohen, the Kohen made a mistake, but it's not for sure, because maybe the guy who brought the Korban made a mistake. Brought the Mincha. We're talking about that not the Kohen is the one who brings a Mincha, right?
No, so someone took a nether, some Yisrael took a nether, and the Kohen goes ahead and brings it.
How can you put ahead the Kohen's machshava over the person if the person is the one who's bringing it?
No, we're not saying the person necessarily the guy who brought it, some other guy. There are a lot of people who were in the base of Mikdash. Some other guy was watching what this Kohen was doing, and he saw that he said marcheshes, but he brought in a machvas, or vice versa.
But the one who brought the machvas is a zar, it's not a Kohen.
What do you mean? The Kohen gets the keli and he says l'shem what he's doing.
But it's not the Kohen who's bringing the mincha.
He's physically bringing it. Yeah, for sure.
My question is: this is a case where the Kohen is the one who brings
on behalf of Reuven.
But does Reuven bring him the stuff or the Kohen?
No. All the kelim are there.
Okay.
All the kelim are there. Yeah. Fine. So what wants to know, once we establish this point here, so that we could say that ain maaseh mochichin anymore, you could always say that he made a mistake in the maaseh, so by the mincha as well. So Gemara says there's a fundamental difference between menachos and zvachim. Ha, so when it comes to the machvas that you say l'shem marcheshes, meaning you bring a machvas, but the Kohen says l'shem marcheshes, kinami b'marcheshes nadir, even if he, let's say, did say another for marcheshes. Let's change the case around now. He said l'shem marcheshes. And kimayishle b'machvas, and he brought machvas, he brought the wrong kli, it's machvas havia. it turns into machmas. The kli, when it comes to menachos, always it creates the status of the mincha, even if it was against what was the initial intention. Kiddetanan, the Mishnah tells us, we're going to see at the end of the Masechta here, Ha'omer harei alai, a person says, I'm taking upon myself a machvas to bring that type of mincha, v'hevi, but the Kohen incorrectly brings a marcheshes. Or, he says, I'm taking upon myself a marcheshes, and instead v'hevi b'machvas brings the wrong one, masha hevi, whatever the Kohen brings is actually acceptable, because the keli can create whatever it creates, whatever inside of it, but yidei nidra lo yasa, but the individual doesn't fulfill his chiyuv because he took upon a marcheshes and lemaisa machvas was brought, or vice versa, he doesn't fulfill the chiyuv. So therefore, the mincha is unique that the maseha always establishes what goes on. The kli, even if it's incorrect, the kli has that ability, as opposed to zvachim. So that's why we always say maseha is mochichin by minachos, but not necessarily when it comes to zvachim. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Even in the case of mincha, it's not always so clear. Because vidilma, perhaps, we could say, Amar zu lahavi b'machvas vevi marcheshes. If he said, I'm bringing this machvas, not harei alai, but harei zo, this particular carbon I'm bringing as a machvas, and yet the carbon brings vevi marcheshes, then what happens? Kidatan, the Mishnah tells us also, on the end of the Masechta, Zo lavi machvas and said hevi marcheshes, or marcheshes hevi machvas hareza psula. Meaning in this case, if you say harezo, it will actually puzzle if you bring the wrong type of keli as you took upon yourself. So we see there are instances sometimes in the world of menachos that the maseh is not so mochichin and we won't accept it.
Again, what is the case again? That the person himself now brings the soul, not the Kohen takes it. Is that the difference?
No, it's harei alai versus harei zo. Harei alai takes upon himself as an individual, and if the Kohen changes it, so the cheftza, the mincha, is still acceptable. If he says harei zo, he wants this particular one, and he's very focused on the particular cheftza, and the Kohen brings the wrong keli, so then it will be unacceptable, it's going to be disqualified. So sometimes we see that the kelim can actually make it possible. Okay. So the Gemara says then, so therefore, even by mincha, we could say the onlooker could say, "Oh, wait a second. Maybe really what happens is the lishma was correct, but the maaseh was incorrect." So the Gemara says, "You're right." L'rabbanan hachnami, according to the Rabbanan, the Mishnah says harezo ain hachnami. You're right that it will be possible. You can't say maaseh mochichin, but l'Rabbi Shimon. Kevan, the Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Af Yudei Nidzor Yotze. He thinks even in a case of he holds Harei Alai that you're even Yotze by Harei Alai case. If you bring the wrong one, you're still Yotze. Alma Kviusa Demana Lo Klumhu. Rabbi Shimon actually holds we don't care what type of keli it was brought in. He holds the keli does not establish what it is. Lo Shna Amar Zu Lo Shna Amar Alai. We don't really care what he says, whether he says Zo, whether he says Alai. Either way, there's no difference at all. And therefore, when you bring it l'shem machvas, then we don't care about which keli you end up using.
He says we don't care about which one he says, which one, what he declares to bring mincha. It's the vessel in which the flour is actually prepared in terms of mincha.
Take a look at Rashi. See Rashi, which one? This is low shna, right? It's a long Rashi. See, look, Rashi says, look at the Ramaskal Rabbanon. Rashi is Lirabbanon. Dami hareza psula hachnami dikla meimar lemifrachachi. According to him, where if you switch around the kalim, it actually is going to be a question. There's concern. V'anan krevi shimon kemai. We don't care for the rabban right now. We're working within the world of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Amar Hasam. He holds over there. Ha'omer hare alai b'machvas. I'm taking upon myself a machvas v'hevi marcheshes. Af yudei nidor yotze. You're yotze, even though you took upon yourself a machvas and you end up bringing marcheshes. The marcheshes doesn't change it. Your yotze yachiv alma kviusa de manolav klumu. The keli that you bring it in is really, if we could ignore it entirely. Loshna says Rashi amar alai, loshna amar harezo, hokach ki asib a machvas machvas avye. When you bring in a machvas, it becomes a machvas. Vichikamatz le l'shem marcheshes. When you do a kmitza l'shem marcheshes, machshav de min kare have. Aval gave zvach, that's a recognizable machshava. So the way you're saying it's explained here that whenever you say we don't care about what dibor you say, the Gemara sounds like it's talking about kviyas adamana, the kalim we don't really care about. But you're saying the article interprets it to say that what he had said we were going to ignore?
Mm-hmm.
There's no indication in Rashi like that. I have it here in the Masifta as well. That was to talk about Piv. Okay? So they end up saying, whatever he says, we would ignore, and it's really saying the Gemara is the opposite of what it seems to imply. That Kviyos of the Mana, whatever money you put it on, whatever Keli you put it in, that's actually what creates it, and what he actually said, we don't really care whether he said Amar Zo or Amar Alai, it's all going to be based on whatever Keli he brought in, and therefore we would always say, Bab Nachos, Maaseh is always Mochich in Alav, it's always clear whatever your actions are, and Maaseh are always overriding the Machshava and the Dibor of the Kohen. Okay.
We go back to the original one, that the Kli is at the moment that it goes into the Kli already defines the Mincha.
Exactly.
No matter what.
So Maaseh is always Mochich in Alav. And therefore, that's where we shouldn't hold. You're always kasher, and menachos are always kasher, and biyotze for your chiv as well. Exactly. The Gemara now says, El Miata, that's the case. Olas sheshachat l'shem chatas tiratza. Let's say you take an ola. We're talking about behemos now, animals. You take an ola, you shecht it, a kohen shechts it l'shem chatas, it should be tiratza, it should be acceptable. Why? The high zachar, the high minikeva, they're two different genders. One's a male, one's a female. A ola comes from a zachar, and an akeva comes from an akeva. So if you're bringing an ola, which is a zachar, and you shecht, I'm doing this the shame chatas. Well, we know it's not a chatas because this is a zachar. This is a male. You can't bring a male to chatas. So we could ignore your statement because maaseh mochichin alav. Mara says, not true. Kemedika si or nasi the zachar. Since if a melech were to make a mistake and have to bring a carbon chatas, he brings a goat, a male goat, and that is a male as a chatas. So you do have sometimes where a male is used for a chatas, lo yadia, and therefore it's unclear what's going on.
It's
so,
a goat.
Huh?
It's only if he brings a goat. If you bring a different animal, it has to be a chatas, has to be a female.
In a chanami. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Amar, L'shem Chatas Yachid, Michael Meymar. So you ask a different question than Ezra. Let's say you say, I'm bringing this Ola, and you say, I'm doing Hareinu Shochta for my personal Chatas. I'm not a king, so my Chatas has to come from a Nekeva, and I'm bringing a male, so clearly that male animal cannot be used for my Chatas. I need to bring a female. I'm not a king, I'm not a Nasi. So Michael Meymar, what are you going to say in that case? Vesu, moreover, a chatas yachid sheshacht l'shem ola yachid chatas, which is in the keva, and you shacht it l'shem ola. Tirat it should work as well. The chatas nekeva and ola is a zachar. So if I have a female animal which is a chatas and I say l'shem ola, well, we know it can never be an ola. An ola can never come from a female, so that should also be acceptable because again, maaseh mochichin, either the actions or the metzias is clear as to what's really going on, and we could ignore my incorrect lishma. So Gemara says no, mikasya be'alya. Since the animals have tails and it covers its body parts to know what gender it is, therefore it's unclear. So the person who sees doesn't know that it's a male or a female, and therefore we don't accept it. So Gemara, hatinach, this all makes sense. Heicha da'isi, kivsa, if you bring a sheep, that sheep have tails and able to cover up the part to know which gender it is. But let's say ICC, or you bring a goat, and a goat doesn't have a tail like that. Ma'ik le'meymar, you could clearly see whether it's a female or a male, so then we should be accepted. This should all be acceptable. If you're saying a chatas for an ola chatas, you know if it's a male or female. And I could ignore what I'm saying. A chatas always comes from a nekeva, and an ola always comes from a zachar. So El Gemara says, you're right. Bein zacharim le'nekevas lava da'itai v'dinshe. People don't really inspect. People are not paying attention. You're looking at the animal. It's a goat. They see if it's a male or female? No, they're not paying attention. And therefore, whenever the Kohen says the wrong thing, even though in reality we know it's the right one, but if he says the wrong thing, no one's paying attention, and therefore we don't accept the carbon at all.
Because they do the bdika 3 days before they bring it, so he's not, at that moment he's not worried to check it.
Is that why? Or just simply people...
I mean, because otherwise you would say, how could he do something without checking for moons or anything? But no, they usually haven't checked before once he got it into the
yeah, but I'm not sure that's not the point because they checked it before necessarily. The guy who's just watching what's going on, he's not paying attention. Oh, what kind of goat is that? Is that a male or a female? He's watching it. Yeah, and I'm not, nothing to do with him checking before, and I don't think. So then the Gemara says, Pesach sheshachdu l'shem asham. Liratze, you take an animal that's a carbon Pesach. It's Erev Pesach, you shechnin, and the Kohen says, Abdurul is the shame of carbon Asham. It should be acceptable because the high ben Shana of a high ben Shaim. A Pesach comes from a 1 year old sheep, a 1 year old lamb, and the Asham comes from a 2 year old ram, much older. You see, clearly see the difference between a young lamb and an older lamb. So even though he says the shame Asham, this is a 1 year old lamb. You know clearly it's a Pesach, so we should say that the Maaseh says Mochichin Allah and ignore his incorrect Lishma. Gemara says no. Kaven Deika Asham Nazir Asham Mitzora Lo Psikale. Since there are not all carbon Ashams are the same. There are five different types of Karbanos Asham. So granted, most Karbanos Asham come from a 2 year old, but there's an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzora that comes from a 1 year old sheep, and therefore, since it's not clear across the board that all Ashamos come from a two-year-old sheep, we say whenever you change from Pesach to an Asham, we say it's not acceptable, since sometimes those types of Ashams do come from the same age, one-year-old, as a Pesach does. So then the Gemara asks another question. Amar, let's say the Kohen says, he's shechting the Pesach, he says, I'm doing the Shem Asham Gezelos, Ulushim Asham Me'ilos, and those definitely come from two-year-olds, Ma'ikilamemer. He's being very, very specific what he's doing now. So since my current Pesach is only one-year-old, I say Asham Gzelos, I say, wait a second. Asham Gzelos comes from a sheep or lamb that's much older than this. Clearly he made a mistake. It's definitely a Karim Pesach because it's a one-year-old. So you should be able to accept the Karim Pesach that was shechted l'shem Asham Gzelos or Asham Me'ilos because they come from different aged animals. And Vesu moreover asks the Gemara, Asham Gzelos v'Asham Me'ilos sheshechton l'shem Pesach liatzi, the opposite. You take a ram that's 2 years old and you do it l'shem for the shame of Gzelos, Asham Gzelos. But you say L'shem Pesach, which is incorrect. It should be acceptable. Because it's clear when looking at this 2 year old ram, that's not a 1 year old ram. It's not acceptable for the Karim Pesach. Why did the Kohen say Karim Pesach? He made a mistake. But it's really a carbon Asham Gzelos, and which should be acceptable. Because Deha Pesach Ben Shana, Vahani Ben Shei Shana, the different ages. And we should say here as well, Maaseh Mochichin Allah. So the Gemara says, Ella. Bain ben shana lebain ben shtei shanim lava daitayu deinshe. The difference between a 1 year old ram and a 2 year old ram is really not recognizable. Deika ben shana demechzik ben shtayim. Sometimes you have a 1 year old ram that's very fat and chunky and looks older, and sometimes ika ben shtayim. Sometimes you have a 2 year old ram demechzik ben shana that looks very young and weak and thin, and therefore people don't pay attention to the age of the animal. And therefore, if one is a Pesach for Ashim or Ashim for Pesach, we don't accept it ever. It's not the case of Maaseh Mochichin. Ask the Gemara further now. Sa'ir sheshachtu l'shem Ashim. You take a Sa'ir, goat, that's meant to be a Chatas, and you shechtu l'shem an Ashim. And Ashim only comes from rams or sheep. It doesn't come from goats. So you take a goat and you say, I'm doing l'shem Ashim. So Lirat, it should work. Because the high Tzemer, the high Sayer, because a sheep has wool and a goat has whatever goat hair. They're very different animals, the way they look and the hair and everything about it. So that should be clear from Maaseh Mochichin that even though you said the wrong thing, from the fact that I'm bringing a sheep, it's clear I'm bringing a Pesach. Only a sheep is used for Pesach, a sheep isn't used for an Asham. Amari says, Amri, no, because Dichrei Uchma Hu. There is a ram that's black, and if you shave it, it looks like a goat. So therefore, they could get confused. There are instances where you can confuse a ram, a sheep, or goat, and therefore, we would never accept it. Ask the Gemara further. Egel upar sheshachtam l'shem Pesach v'asham lirata. You take a calf, and what's meant for a olo or shlamim, or you take a par that's meant for a chatas, and you incorrectly say, I'm doing it sheshachtam l'shem Pesach v'asham, this should be lirata, this should be acceptable. The egel upar v'pesach v'ashem leke. You can't bring a calf or a cow for a Karban Pesach and a Karban Asham, and therefore, even though you said you're doing it for Pesach or Asham, it should be Maaseh Mochichin, because they don't bring cows for these Karbanos, and should be acceptable. And the Gemara finally says, Einach Hanami, you're right. In this particular case, we say a cow for Pesach is definitely going to be acceptable. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Mai Zvachim, it means Rov Zvachim. We said above that whenever you change, we never, earlier, the Gemara had said, Maaseh Mochichin, we never say by Zvachim. Because it's Kulan Shechita Achas, Kulan Drika Achas, Kulan Kabbal Achas. We finally found the case where actually the Maaseh are going to be different and we will acceptable. accept it. So we said above, only rov zvachim are unacceptable because they're all the same. We finally found the example, but there is a case where the maaseh can be clear and would allow the zvachim to be acceptable. Okay, wow, it's Rabbi 735. This is Rabbi Shimon, yeah. Yeah, it's late. Let's go right now. Daf Gimel Beis, the top. The first line, then Rava Amar, Rava says, Lo kashya kamil komis b'mincha l'shem mincha, kamil komis b'mincha l'shem zevach. So we said above that we are still within Rabbi Shimon whether or not we accept it. If there was a mistake made of a mincha, will he accept it alu l'bailim, l'shem bailim, or no, it won't be acceptable. So Rava had answered, if you say a case of komitz mincha, l'shem mincha, to a different mincha, then it's acceptable because it's all in the realm of minachos. It's not such a difference, we accept it. If you take a case, kan ben komitz mincha, you do l'shem zevach, which is completely off the radar of a mincha, so that's where Rabbi Shimon would say, we don't accept it, will not fulfill the personal chiv of the individual. So the Gemara explains now, mincha l'shem mincha, v'zos tarsa mincha, because they're all, zos tarsa mincha, the pasuk says, includes all minachos together, so you change from mincha A to mincha B, it's all considered acceptable. So Gemara says, tarachas l'chol minachos mincha, but if you do, however, mincha l'shem zevach, you take a mincha and you do it l'shem zevach, that's not acceptable, because it says, zos tarsa mincha only, but v'zevach lo ksiv. It doesn't say zevach in this pasuk, so we cannot include zevach in this pasuk. If you, again, take a mincha l'shem zevach, it's unacceptable. So Gemara says, v'hai tana mipnei shemaseh mochichen aleh kamar. How can the Gemara here says it's based on a pasuk of Torah Achas, Zos Torah Samincha? The Gemara says the reason why earlier, it's because the actions are clear what you're doing here. So in other words, that if you take a Mincha Machvas and you do it L'Shem Archeshes, but in the end I'm doing a Machvas, well the Machvas, the Maaseh is clear to ignore the Archeshes. So the same thing by Zvachim. If I say a Mincha L'Shem Zevach, but L'Mayis I'm doing a Kemitza on Mincha, shouldn't you say the same thing Maaseh Mochichen that I'm doing for Mincha, and it should be acceptable? So Gemara says no. Hachi kamar. We say this is how the Gemara should be meant to be read. Ava gav de machshava de lo min krehu. Even though this is a machshava where you cannot recognize it, v'tipasel, and it should be disqualified by the mincha. If I say mincha A for mincha B, v'zos tarsa mincha, tarsa achas l'chol menachos. That there's a special exercise cause that even though we shouldn't allow mincha A to be mincha B, because they're very similar, and we should say to the psul machshava should take effect, there's a special gzeirah kasev that allows us to take it together. Umay aval zvachim enokein. What does it mean zvachim is not the case? Av agav the shchita achas akulam, even though it's all the same shchita, and the actions are not so different. So from one zevach to the next zevach, we should say zos toitiyas, and therefore you should accept it. If I said shlamim for an ola, or an ola for shlamim, since the actions are not changing at all, it's less of a problem. We should accept a shlamim la'ola or ola l'shlamim. But since we don't have a pasuk zos tarasa mincha v'zevach lo ksiv, therefore we can conclude that zevach to zevach is not acceptable. There is no pasuk that supports it. So El Miata, if that's the case, the Gemara says, Chatas Chelev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Dam. A person ate Chelev, which is an Isser Karis, he does it accidentally, he has to bring a carbon Chatas. But let's say he brings it L'Shem Chatas Dam, a different Isser. L'Shem Chatas Avodat Kochavim, L'Shem Chatas Nazir, L'Shem Chatas Mitzara. All these cases should be, take Shera, V'tirat, it should be acceptable. Why? Dam Rachmana Zos Toras Achatas, Toras Achas L'Chachatos. The same idea that the pasuk says taras chatas, we're connecting all chatas to each other. So I don't care if I said l'shem dam, l'shem chelav, l'shem avodas chachavim. We don't care. We should allow all of them to be accepted, just like we said by the mincha zoras tasa mincha. If the changes the l'shma of the mincha, we could ignore it. We should say the same thing by a chatas as well. So Gemara says the Rabbi Shimon Hachanami. You're right. According to Rabbi Shimon, who makes a drasha of zoras tasa mincha, he makes the same exact drasha zoras taras chatas. And even though he said the wrong aveira that's being brought for, it's acceptable. But the Rabbanan, ha'amar chatas chaylev, sheshachtu l'shem chatas dam, or l'shem chatas avodas kochavim, or k'shera, he holds that if you shecht it for the wrong one, sorry, one second here. Right, according to, again, Rabbanan, ha'amar rava, that chatas chaylev, sheshachtu l'shem chatas dam, or l'shem chatas avodas kochavim, it's all k'shera, because they're all the same chatos. We do l'shem chadas nazir, l'shem chadas mitzora. All these are going to be psula. They're all going to be disqualified. Why? The honey olas bahadayu ninu. These, when you call chadas nazir and chadas mitzora, even though they're called a chadas, they're not really coming about because of a carbon. The guy's a Nazir, he did nothing wrong. The guy's a Mitzvah, he did nothing wrong. They come as olos, really. They come simply to bring as really as gifts, but not really coming as a chatas, and therefore changing it to a different type of chatas would not be acceptable. Okay. Marnal says, Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava masi le'lekula p'sula. Rava felt that no, all cases, whenever you change a chatas to another type of avera, a chatas chelev, the shame chatas dam, for example, or the shame of the zara, he actually thinks they're all going to be puzzle against what we said above, v'shachar oso l'chatas, the shame also chatas. So in the end of the day, we have three different opinions here for the person, the kohen brings a chatas for the wrong lishma. Either we say if it's for another chatas, it's always acceptable, or we say when it's for another chatas, it's always unacceptable, where you have that middle pinner Rav that says if it's brought for another type of chatas, it's good, but if it's brought for something that's called a chatas, but in essence it's really an ola, like a chatas mitzorah and a chatas nazir, then that would be unacceptable. He has two different tracks. Now the Gemara goes back to the opinion of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says he had that same question. Rabbi Shimon in one case said that he accepts a mincha that was changed to another mincha. It's acceptable, shalal l'shma, but the other bryos he says it was unacceptable. What was the difference? Rav Ashi says, lo kasha, there was no contradiction. There are two different cases. Kan bekometz machvas l'shem marcheshes, kan bekometz minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. One is where he simply mentioned the keli, machvas marcheshes, there we can ignore what he had said. But if he mentions the minchas machvas and the minchas marcheshes, he attached the word minachos to it, then he's changing the whole essence of the mincha. That's where Rabbi Shimon would say it would not be acceptable because he's changed the whole mincha as opposed to simply the keli. So Gemara says, machvas l'shem marcheshes b'manaka machashev. Since he doesn't mention the word minachos, just simply machvas l'shem marcheshes, so then l'pasle, mentioning the keli, the wrong keli, doesn't affect anything. But machshavas b'mana l'pasle. But if he mentions a minchas machvas, l'shem minchas marcheshes, b'mincha depasli b'machshava kachav mechashev. He's talking about the mincha, he's trying to change the essence of the carbon, and then we would say it gets disqualified. That's the understanding of the differences between Rav Ashi. The high tan of the brisa, but the brisa tells us, mipnei ma'aseh mochichin alei kamar. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon say the reason why we accept... What?
No, exactly.
Doesn't he say it all depends on the maaseh, all the actions taking place, nothing to do with the mincha or the keli? How is he doing it? Is he using a deep fried, a little fried, not fried? That's what it's about. Nothing to do with whether he said mincha or keli. Hachi kamar. The Gemara explains as follows. Af agav de machshava minchahi. Even though it's recognizable that his machshava was incorrect, he said something completely wrong from what he had done. So he would think you should make this all apostle. If it's apostle, it should be disqualified. He said marcheshes and he's bringing machvas. Or machvas, he's bringing marcheshes. So you should say this is a clear sheker that he's talking about. We shouldn't accept it. So therefore he's saying, no, kamashman, if he doesn't say mincha, we actually would accept it. That's, so maaseh mochichin isn't the reason why it's kasher. It's saying despite the fact that maaseh is mochichin, that the maaseh are completely against what he had said, it's still acceptable if he didn't use the word mincha. Then the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean when it says amai, umai, according to Rav Ashi, when it says aval bizvachim eino kein, when Rabbi Shimon says, when it comes to zvachim, it's not the case. What does he mean? Af agav, the shchita achas lekulin, verzuk achas lekulin, vekabal achas lekulin, even though they're all the same, meaning there's no contradiction of maisim, everything is consistent. Even though he said asham and shlamim and the wrong things, the actions are all the same, and you should think it's actually going to be kosher, despite the fact, bezvicha, depasi b'machshava kamachashiv. We say, since the machshava was incorrect, so then he's going to make the whole carbon correct. Even though the ma'asel was correct, the machshava was incorrect, and were disqualified. Meaning, despite the fact that everything seemed fine, it's not fine in the end of the day. Amalei Rav, almost at the end here of the daf, Amalei Rav Acha, Bereder of Rav, Rav Ashi, Chareva, Mishim Belula, Amai, Amar Rav Shimon, Kshera. When it comes to the case of a dry mincha, and you end up saying Lashum Blula, which means Lashum, a carbon mincha with oil, so then, how come Rav Shimon says that's acceptable? Shouldn't you say that, since he says chareva versus blula, that's not describing the kli, that's describing how the mincha should be, dry versus oil. So once he's describing the mincha, shouldn't that disqualify for him when he's describing different types of minachos? And since he doesn't mention nothing to do with the kli at all, how come Rabbi Shimon allows it? So Amar Leh, he says, l'shem bila ba'alma. When you say bila, it doesn't mean anything. Rashi says, two wide lines down in Rashi, l'shem bila ba'alma, kevin delo idchar behadei mincha, chareva, l'shem minchas blula, divrei ruach ba'amaninu. He's saying nonsense. It doesn't mean anything. Saying the word blula chareva is meaningless. It's unless you say minchas blula, minchas chareva, it's meaningless. And even though he's describing the mincha, not the kalim, if you don't use the word mincha, we ignore the words entirely, and that's why it's acceptable. So Amrele, then Rav Ashi said, if that's the case, l'shem shalomim nami, l'shem shalomim ba'alma. If the guy says shlamim, we should say, he means shlamim. He's referring to that there should be peace in this world. You could take any word and reinterpret it in some other way. So Gemara says, no, hachi hashta. There's a very big difference between the word shlamim and the word blul and chareva. When you use the word shlamim, you cannot say it's talking about anything other than zvachim. And we say shlamim has to be referring to carbon shlamim. Dichsiv hamakiv es dam hashlamim. Hazarek is dam shlamim. So when you say the word shlamim, you can't reinterpret it in any other way. Shlamim means shlamim. But hacha, here when it comes to mincha gufe mi ikre belula, when you use the word belula, is belula describing a mincha? No, belula is a word of is either very liquidy, nothing to do with calling a mincha. V'chol minchas belula b'shemen k'siv, belula b'shemen ikre, belula stama lo ikre. Only if you use the word in the phrase can you interpret it as the karbon. But once you use the word blula, that's not mentioned in the pasuk. You're saying blula alone, that could be reinterpreted for some other reason and will not make it into a pasuk. And finally, we'll finish with this. Kula karaba lo amri. We ended up having three different shitas understanding the stira within Rabbi Shimon. We had Rabba, Rava, and Rav Ashi. So kula karaba lo amri. Everyone disagreed with the Rabba. Rabba's interpretation of Rabbi Shimon was whether or not he said maseh mochichim. They say no. Ad Rabba, they go against Rabba. Machshava de minkre pasa rachmana. When it comes to the world of karbanos, we don't go based on maseh. We don't go based on actions. We go based on the machshava. So that's why they reject Rabba. Kirava lo amri. Rabba is the one who said there's a difference between whether or not you said he said based on the word zos taras mincha. They say zos taras lo mashpilu. They don't think the word zos taras includes all types of machshavos of menachos. That's why they reject Rava. And then finally, we'll stop here. Rav Ashi lamri. They ignore Rav Ashi, who distinguished between saying the word mincha versus not mentioning the word mincha. Mishim kushid Rav Acha b'rei Rava. His last question about chareva versus belula. Based on that question, they reject Rav Ashi as well. Everyone have a wonderful day. Ooh, that was a long one.